In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We continue our conversation about different kinds of spiritual disciplines this day with talking about daily prayer and how to pray and what we get out of prayer and how not to pray, perhaps. Scripture reading this morning is Jesus giving the disciples what we now know as the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who is in heaven, uphold the holiness of your name. Simple words that children learn. Simple words that we repeat by rote memorization. The same words over and over and over every Sunday. It might throw you off if you went to a non-Presbyterian church, say if you went to go hang out with the Lutherans, because they do trespass and trespass against us. There's a joke about that, which I'll tell you at coffee hour, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, he says to his disciples, he says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. Don't get out there and stand out in front of God and everybody and go, see me? I'm going to pray now. And use all of those highfalutin flowery words. All of those big, long, multiple syllable affectations to the Lord. See how many words I know that I can use to talk to God. He says, don't do that. He says, just go off by yourself and have a heart-to-heart conversation with God. Keep it simple, because God already knows what you're going to ask for. God already knows what you actually need, and God has already promised that all you have to do is ask. A few things that pop up with this. When I think about doing daily prayer, which again, they say the sermon that you preach is the one you need to hear the most. This is a whole series on those because, let's face it, I could do better about spiritual disciplines myself. When I think about daily prayer, I run into the same roadblocks that many other people do. Oh, I don't have time. Oh, I don't have the right words. Or my favorite, oh, I pray, but God doesn't answer me. I want to encourage you to continue to pray. It doesn't have to be lengthy or eloquent. It doesn't have to have all of 150 words, and they all have to have four syllables or more. Some of the best prayers I've ever prayed are two words. Help me. Thank you. Be here. I think about people who do prayer journaling, which more power to them, I am not one of those kinds of people. I'd be more concerned about how perfect it needs to be on the page and know my doodles aren't just right. I don't let go very well of my OCD when it comes to these kinds of things. But I think about how that would hold me up because I'd be like, well, I didn't spell it right. This F over here doesn't look like this one over here, so I have to redo the whole thing. I think about when people ask me to pray because it's like, well, you're the pastor, you should pray at this gathering or that gathering or whatever. And I feel like I get in the rut of saying the same prayer, and that sometimes that gets a little annoying for those who are listening to me pray. The truth of the matter is that it is not annoying to God, right? Because God is concerned about, are you doing it? It's not how you pray, it's if you pray. Are you praying so that you can have that conversation with God, so that you can be connected with your Creator? Or are you praying so that your neighbor thinks well of you? Are you praying so that you can have the divine inspiration you are looking for? Or are you still praying about something because the answer you got was not the one you wanted? Ooh, I've done that many times. Remember what the three answers to prayers are: yes, no, and not yet. We hate the not yet answer. It's still a valid answer. Not yet usually comes around when God's got something better coming down the pipe and says, whoa, no, 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 not yet. Not yet, just hold your horses. Prayer can be simple. But more important than that, prayer should be honest. You are praying to God. God already knows. Prayer is letting God know that you know. Prayer is letting God know that, hey, I know that I need to ask you for help with this in my life. Prayer is also saying, thank you, God, for being there and having my back. I think sometimes our actions can be prayers, depending on how we go about doing something. If we are doing some great act of mercy, working in the church office as a volunteer, helping unload the pallets of food for the food pantry, going and shopping for the Christmas gifts for the family we adopt, whatever it is. If you do that in a manner of prayerfulness, for example, you get your ornament off the tree, and it says, 7-year-old boy, size 10, likes Transformers. And you go to the store, and you have that mindfulness that says, I am thankful that I can help this person, and I thank you, God, for giving me the resources to help this child have a better Christmas. I ask, God, that you bless this child through this gift. If you go at it with that kind of thought process, as opposed to, well, we're just going to add this to my list and so that I can wrap it in the most beautiful wrapping paper and everybody can see that I have wrapped this gift and that I have done this work of good mercy. Which way do you think God wants it to go? I'm willing to bet he'd rather have you take that ornament and pray for that child as you're shopping for them. Or unloading the food for the pantry and pray for the people who are going to get that bottle of juice, that can of soup, that box of mashed potatoes, that box of saltine crackers, that bottle of shampoo, that couple of rolls of toilet paper. Prayerfulness, it's not hard to pray daily. It takes a change in how you see what you're doing and how you approach the things you do. Jesus tells his disciples, he says, don't use the flood of empty words. If you don't mean it, don't say it. Don't go stand out on the street corner and pray out loud in front of everybody. He says what? He says, take yourself off to your room and sit and just be with God and talk to God honestly. Use these words. It's not that he was saying we have to pray this. He was saying, if you need an example, if you need a starting point, start here. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us the bread we need just for today. And forgive where I've fallen down, just as I forgive those who disappoint me. Save me from falling down that dark path of temptation. And keep me out of the devil's snare. For yours is the kingdom. It's not mine, it's yours. Yours is the glory. Yours is the honor, and it's forever. Use the simple, truthful words. Because I know in my experience that when I try to preach the grandiose, churchy words, the 2-hour-long prayer, I've got a story about that too, that's for later, it loses something. It loses that simple honesty that's all that God asked for. It loses that innocent sparkle of, this is what I truly need to talk to my God about. Keep it simple. keep it real. Recognize the value of the two-word prayer. Help me. Be here. Thank you. Recognize the value of your prayers and the things you do for other people. Recognize the value of prayer when a song gets stuck in your head. I truly believe that happens for a reason, that you get your worm stuck in your head, and it's like, what is the message here? Go with that. Don't overcomplicate things. God is happy when you come to Him and just be. God is overjoyed when you take the time to talk to Him. Think of it as a conversation. Recognize it as the chance to sit and talk to somebody who cares, who never stopped caring, who never, not once, not at all, stopped loving you in spite of all of your flaws. How cool is it that we get to have that kind of relationship with our Lord? And what a blessing it truly, truly is. What an abundant gift that we get to have that kind of relationship with our Creator. And how marvelous it is that we get the chance to say, thank you. Amen.